Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. This is our afternoon wrap-up. We got all market details coming up for you when we come back right after this.
Hey, cattle producers, the Apache Auction Market's got a special cow sale coming up on Saturday, June 11th at high noon. Mark your calendar for that date. Taylor Ranch will be featuring 200 head of 3 to 4 year old Angus Krause cows bred to Red Angus bulls. Knott Ranch, 140 head of 3 to 4 year old Angus Krause cows AI'd to Red Angus bulls. They'll all calve in that October-December time frame. For more information, you can call the Apache Auction Market toll-free at 888-926-9696.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by your beef checkoff.
Well, firm support seen through the livestock market today as trade activity remained extremely volatile through most of the session. Early aggressive losses associated with the grain market support was replaced by buyer interest based on product demand. The corn prices higher, the stock market higher, the Dow Jones, NASDAQ all a little bit higher here today. Now, on live cattle futures, they posted strong triple-digit gains today as firm box beef values helped to offset early market pressure. The aggressive moves higher in the grain market that initially led to quick liquidation across the complex did lose some momentum, with the focus now moving back to potential demand support through early summer. Feeder cattle futures battled back from sharp early losses as traders continue to focus on the lack of support long-term direction in the market. Now, the grain futures also higher today with new crop corn and soybean contracts posting highs on weather concerns. Other commodities were lending support thanks to a weaker dollar, and crude oil futures at top 50 $51 a barrel ahead of inventory data out today expected to show falling supplies in the U.S. The wheat prices did hold from its overnight gains as the futures edged closer to April highs. South Korean buyers were working a few small tenders for U.S. wheat, helping support the prices. Drier weather this week helping hard red winter wheat fields dry out. Those showers will return to parts of eastern Kansas and Oklahoma over the next several days. Corn prices a little bit higher with gains enough to push December futures to a new high for 2016. Futures got a bump when updated forecasts for later next week turned a bit drier. While skies dry again over today over the Midwest, showers could begin working into the region into the end of the week when temperatures also begin to build into the 90s with a high of 95 expected in Iowa. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.